Bob joined that whole organization before it was a DHS, back when it was just the advisory office in the White House. So he goes way back, as they say.
Back then, you know, Homeland Security people weren't really thinking about cyber. They were thinking about airplanes into planes and how do we deal with those kinds of issues. And so he's seen this really change, his role really change.
Well, that's right. DHS kind of has two roles. They have to, in his job, he has to protect DHS's own networks. And, of course, it's a far-flung organization, 120-some thousand employees, all these component agencies that came in. And they also have a role in the national infrastructure via their CERT. But he's basically in charge of what's going on with their own cybersecurity to keep their component agencies free of all this hacking.
And what did you talk about with him specifically?
Well, we talked about the chief dangers they're seeing, and I'm hearing this from so many information security officers, and that is phishing, you know, with the PH, is getting so sophisticated that that's actually a bigger danger now than hacking attacks where people just try to break in using their techniques.
Phishing being where you might receive an email that looks legitimate from some place that you would trust, like, say, the IRS, but it's really not.
That's right. Often the phishers get a hold of your email address book from within your agency, so it could look like it's coming from a colleague or even your boss, and that is causing enough of a danger that people are responding to it. So phishing seems to be the overall problem these days.
And of course, phishing is particularly, it requires somebody to think. It's hard to block those because it does come from with, you know, oftentimes a name that you know, people have to actually play a role in their own security.
Yeah, so in that case, I think the answer is pick up the phone and say, hey, did you send this? You know, if not, well, then erase it. Erase it anyway, and then call. And if it's really important, they'll send it again.
Right.
And Bob West also described how the whole office is set up, because they do have large component agencies. You've got Coast Guard, you've got FEMA within DHS, and so there's kind of a federated approach that they have. He's the overall departmental CISO, but he has to work with the large component agencies as well.
So he was able to talk about that cooperation?
Yeah. And, you know, if you know Bob, he had a Navy career. He's a very easygoing guy.
Yeah,
he's very knowledgeable, but he's easygoing. So I imagine that, you know, when they have those meetings, it probably goes pretty well.
But there's historically been a lot of conflict between a lot of those parts of DHS.
There has been, but the new secretary, Janet Napolitano, her big initiative from a management standpoint is one DHS. You know, that's kind of with a capital O. And so one DHS means they're moving toward a single unified network, possibly a cloud situation or, you know, shared services situation. And so that will make them cohesive managerially, and it'll also make it an easier job to keep the security issues buttoned up too.
Now, slightly off topic, are you hearing any names for this cyber czar job?
No, I'm not hearing names, and the people that might know the names aren't saying who they think it
right.
is, which means it might be someone in there, but we just don't know.
And the general buzz that I've heard is that Melissa Hathaway, probably not, because if it was going to be her, they probably would have announced her at that time, right?
Well, that would have been logical. I mean, she was there in the room. She was at the announcement of the new strategy. And, of course, she wrote the report, or at least had a hand in the report. And she was the lead on the committee that did the review, the 60-day review. You could also infer from this long delay that maybe it is really actually truly important to the president. And it's not something that he's just giving lip service to. I think that was a lot of worry in the cyber community about that. So if he's taking this long, they might be vetting someone pretty thoroughly.